I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Please welcome Aurelia St. Clair,
Charlie Lewin,
and Jordan Barr in Pop Gays,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers. Yeah.
Our introduction was like we were in like a new Broadway musical.
Yes, we'll take it.
In the review oat latte, please welcome three poofs.
Yes, we're here. We're gay, and that's basically it.
Yeah.
Vibe.
To prepare for this, we were like, let's dress really sexy and hot.
Mm-hmm.
So we each did our version of what that means.
Yeah, which is pretty regular looking.
Classic Melbourne, not a lot of colour, but just some pop.
Just a little pop.
And we accidentally really complimented each other's colours as well, because like
did.
Charlie's shirt has both my denim jacket and your gorgeous skivvy, Aurelia. Mm. I love it. Mm. So we are Pop Gays. It's kind of all in the name. If you're not aware of us, great. Good for you.
Neither are we.
Yeah, yeah. You must have a really great life. All of our fans, we know who you are, you disgusting pigs.
But we love you.
We love you so much. We talk about what? Like pop culture.
Yeah, pop culture, ourselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes other people, mostly ourselves.
Yeah, lots of gossip. It's a gossip podcast, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And one day it'll come back and bite us, but that day hasn't come yet.
Yeah. And even when it does, I'm ready to defend whatever we said.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, there was a reason for it at the time. I saw a TikTok that explained it and I believed it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you literally have a show right now, Aurelia, called I Said What I Said.
I do, yes.
Please go see Aurelia at the Melbourne Fringe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please come.
What if in like 10 years' time people talk about us the same way that they talk about like Perez Hilton?
Yes.
You know? Well,
we are the same level of toxicity.
We are.
We love pink just as much.
Yeah.
I remember just going on a Paris Hilton website and it was just the worst UX design you've ever seen in your life, but the juiciest gossip. Like the website was so hard and ugly to navigate, but I'm like, what?
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And he's got like kids and stuff. Yeah.
Kids?
Yeah. Absolutely. I know. He procreated. He did it.
You serious?
I'm from Syria. Look, that was very 2008 of me. Yeah. But
that Tumblr boy.
But he was like, he got confronted in the new Hills. You know how they did the Hills again?
Mm-hmm.
And Misha Barton like saw him at a cafe and was with someone from the Hills. And they were like, you have to confront him. And Misha was like, you ruined my fucking life. And he was like, I'm sorry. I'm trying to take accountability for it. I'm trying to do all that. And she was like, you can never do better. Or something. She said something that was kind of fine, but good on her, you know?
In that situation, would you do the same? Would you confront someone in a cafe?
Absolutely.
I think that I've lived a blessed enough life to not be so wronged like that. You know, like there's no one in my life that I'm like, I need to take vengeance.
Yet.
So far.
We remain hopeful.
We remain hopeful. It is good. There was that one old Scottish man who yelled at me for saying that I was a lesbian on stage. Maybe I'd confront him.
Oh, my God. That was such a drama. It's a very niche drama. I posted it on my Instagram story and it went off. There's a Facebook group for comedians in Melbourne.
Also not comedians, apparently.
Not comedians.
Some people who just input hoe themselves into the situation.
Exactly. Like, I'm a comedy promoter from WA. Okay, Scott.
Yeah.
Or whatever his name was.
Oh, my God. May he rest in peace.
Just went off about adjective
comedians. Yeah.
It's like such a weird thing to say.
Basically, anyone who's not a cis, white, het, man talking about their wife. He's like, this is a problem to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, everybody there was just filling a slot. Like, there weren't actually any comedians, just everyone filling a slot, which I thought was quite funny because the show that he came and saw me in, I was the only woman on the lineup.
And the only lesbian.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, not many slots getting ticked here, you know? Anyway, I digress. But I don't know. Have you ever confronted anyone like that?
I mean, my type of confrontation is going on my close friend's story and just going off.
Yes.
And then being like, this doesn't leave the close friends. And then just only talking to people who already agree with my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You don't need someone contrasting what you already think.
Just omit anything that counters exactly what I am already thinking.
Exactly. Oh, you're so vulnerable, you know?
Yeah.
Now, can Instagram... please tell me, is still not notifying people when you take a screenshot of their stories, correct?
Ooh, I mean, if it did, I'd be in so much
trouble. I'm in fucking trouble.
Like when you forward someone's story to like a group chat and you're like, look at this.
I know. I know someone who like posted something quite like a bit off on their Instagram story and then followed up with, this got shared 14 times. Why would anyone share this? And I'm like, because you sound loopy. You said something quite off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, that'll be the day where, it notifies you who it's been shared to and, like, you can see into all the group chats that are roasting you.
This is something, though, you should be aware of with TikTok, because if you send someone a TikTok link via text message and they're, like, in your contacts and you go into TikTok, you can see that they opened the link you shared them.
Yeah, that's kind of
weird and sneaky, and I just want to warn you all out there.
Wow. TikTok is a snake app.
Absolutely. The moment that Instagram and Facebook brought in red receipts, I would just love to I would love to do some kind of study where we had the balance of like my heart rate on average before red receipts and my heart rate now that there are red receipts.
Yeah. Do you have them on iMessage?
Absolutely not.
I've turned it off.
Yeah.
Me too. But I saw this TikTok.
You read an article.
I read an article where someone was explaining how to get around it, because they said when somebody has like their red messages on, it's kind of like a trick for them to be like, oh, I haven't seen this. I haven't opened it. But in fact, they just read whatever you said in the first, you know, the preview.
Yeah.
And then this person on their TikTok was explaining to get around it, to start your sentences in a way that will make them open the message.
Yes, make it sound really dramatic.
Yeah.
I actually had that exact thing happen to me this week.
No.
So I was telling you guys, but I have recently quit my job.
Yay!
And I have a new job that I'm moving into. And my dad's girlfriend texted me, because he'd obviously passed on the news. And what she meant, what she said in the message was, hey, Charlie, your dad passed on the great news about the job. I'm so happy for you. But what I saw in the top of the message was, hey, Charlie, your dad has passed on. My heart just stopped. I was like, I don't even know he was sick.
My fucking God. That is so scary.
That's fucking wild. Also hilarious imagining her manufacturing that. It was obviously
going to read my message.
Yeah. Just the idea of her being like, I'm going to fucking make him think his dad died. Yeah. So he replies.
Then he finally will stop ignoring me.
Yeah. I adore this.
Yeah.
Sneaky as. What's been going on in pop culture news?
Oh my God. It's been so much has been happening this week. I also just, this is totally random and not at all like on the pulse, but I watched this stupid Infinity documentary on Netflix. It's called like Road to Infinity or something like that.
What is it about?
It's about
space?
About literally infinity. And it's like trying to like, it's like mathematicians and philosophers.
Shut up.
Ali, you're such an intellectual.
Oh, that's the last thing I want to hear about.
Gotta
infinity.
Oh, seriously, it's like,
I'd masturbate with a cheese grater. Are you kidding?
It's like they have all these like like animations to like accompany all the philosophical like thoughts, and it honestly feels like getting high. Like, it's so trippy and it makes your brain hurt in a really good way, like the way that they talk about infinity and all the like contradictions and paradoxes. And it's this very interesting, insightful documentary, and I was like having that feeling when you watch a doco and you're like, oh my god, for 2 days I'm gonna be an expert in this thing and then forget all about it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the doco, they were, I think they were trying to be kind of like endearing with this ending, but they had this one of the philosophers just being like, you know, infinity is so high and we wonder about like, will we ever be able to count to infinity? And then he's like, some days I can't even count past 10. And then and then it just ended.
A minute of him looking away. Like, I'm so relatable.
Yeah. You know, like, it's so like meaningful. It's like, no, he's a dumbass.
Yeah.
11 is after 10.
Oh my goodness. I love that. I think that like I don't know if we've talked about this before, definitely not on the pod, but while we're on existentialism, I reckon it's like such a it's very telling of how I am mentally if like the idea of space and infinity either comforts me or stresses me out.
Yes.
Like if most of the time it comforts me because I'm like, I'm tiny, it doesn't matter, I'll just do whatever the fuck I want. But then if it stresses me out, then I'm like, something is amiss.
Yeah.
I'm not well.
Yeah, it's like Venus is in retrograde. That's why.
Yeah.
Is that what's happening right now?
I'm not sure. I have to look into it. Yeah. Like I said, I am.
Can we just get out of Saturn in retrograde? Like, isn't everything...
Something is always in retrograde.
Six planets were in retrograde. A few of them moved out now. Like I said, I'm studying astrology next year, so then I'll know. But until then, I'm not sure.
It's one of those things where I feel like I'm on top of it, and then there's a new layer.
Yeah.
Like, I thought only, like, our planet got into retrograde. Like, who's the one that everybody talks about? Mercury.
Mercury.
Everyone's always like, Mercury's in retrograde. And then someone was like, yeah, Venus is in retrograde. I was like, what's she doing there?
Yeah, no. Any planet can move into retrograde at any point. It just will seem like it is moving slower than it is for some reason. I can't explain. But in reality, they're actually moving at the exact same speed that they should.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
St. Clair over here.
Yeah. It does feel like the Marvel universe, like astrology. Like, truly.
Infinity
expanding. Dome. Yeah. Yes. It's wild. It's wild.
Speaking of like shows on Netflix, have you seen Heartbreak High?
Yes.
Yes.
Also, have you seen the original? Because like, I know it's an Australian thing and I didn't grow up here, so I haven't, but...
No.
No?
Well, yes. It kind of missed us. It was like sort of before we were born or when we were like literal babies. It was late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
I actually really got into Heartbreak High last lockdown. And you know when something drops on Netflix or Stan or something and you're like, they're going to remake this?
Yeah.
Like, there was something in my heart that was in my heartbreak where I was like, why have they suddenly dropped all of Heartbreak High? And why is it like the big thing that they're trying to sell me?
Yeah.
And then they announced the thing.
Reboot, yeah.
And I just like, I really loved it. I really loved it. I was nervous for the first couple of episodes because sometimes I find I get a little bit of just like cultural cringe at, and this isn't great, but like hearing our own accents saying things.
Yeah.
Saying things like slay and and like hunty. But there was something like, there was also things where I really enjoyed when they didn't try to like accommodate an American audience, which I think is what we've done sometimes in the past. They had like, there's like full Esche lore in there. Like,
yeah.
Which I loved. And and that the Esche storyline in particular, Cash, I was obsessed with him.
It's very sweet and amazing representation for not just queer people and like people of color, but like people on the autism spectrum as well.
Yeah.
Actually having an autistic actor playing that role and being like very vocal in all the press around it as well. It's really nice to see. I feel like the only thing that I'm like, this doesn't ring true for Australia, that feels a little bit like selling it to the US, is uniforms.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wait, you're right. They didn't wear uniforms.
Yes. They didn't wear uniforms.
But also, like, I don't know. I feel like the fashion was such a highlight for me.
Yeah.
But then also watching it, knowing what they're wearing, I'm like, how does this high schooler wear Dion Lee? That's a $500 top. Babe, I see you.
Yeah.
$500 top and you're working at Macca's.
Yeah. You should be a dramaturg on season 2 and you're like, actually, here's what they can afford.
Yeah.
But like, I understand like not everyone knows, but I'm like clocking all the like Aussie fashion.
Yeah.
Because that's cool too, like having local designers like...
Yeah.
showcased. But I'm like, this does not add up. But I enjoyed the fashion as well.
Yeah, I'm happy to let it slide.
But it was kind of like that you allow them to have that, like, disbelief, like Euphoria when, like, Hunter was wearing, like, literal Dior to, like, some grungy, like, fire pit party. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah, a classic high school experience.
Wearing Dior.
Yeah.
And most of the cast actually seem like teenagers. Like, you know, it's not like one of those shows where you've got the 35-year-old men.
That's so true.
Playing a 16-year-old, and it's like, this is flying with me.
No. Yeah, absolutely. And, like, shout out to Aisha Madden, who plays Amory in it, who is the lead. And I feel like that is the toughest role to play in a show, especially in something like Heartbreak High. And I just think that, like, it could have easily have been one of those characters. You know how, like, oftentimes the lead role, especially with, like, assertive female characters, people immediately hate, like, which is, I mean, inherently quite sexist, but I feel like Aisha fucking smashed it, and Amory ended up becoming one of the most loved characters in the series when traditionally those characters people dislike. So
that's,
I was like,
so
fuck
true.
Yeah.
I usually hate the lead.
Yeah.
No reason, straight away.
Well, it's like the Australian reason of tall poppy syndrome. We're like, oh.
Attacked. Yeah. Called out.
You're officially one of us.
Thank you. I take that.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was like, it was realistic enough, but then also still had that, like, the drama of, like, what teenage shows should have, you know?
It's lovely.
What
annoyed me straight after was I watched, like, one video on TikTok, like, dissecting how great it was, and the algorithm assumed all I wanted was think pieces. And I'm like, no, I don't need, like, a 3-minute dissection of what you thought of the show. I've seen it.
Yeah, absolutely. My TikTok feed right now is just all this video of two of the actors from House of Dragons talking about Negronis, and Emma, who plays, I don't know, all their names sound like variations on the word anal, but she's playing, like, Queen Anal or something.
Are you watching?
They are. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not. Are you?
I got to talk about House of the Dragon. Tell us about this, and then I'll rip into it.
No, but I feel this. Anyway, so Emma is also really cool, like, in, like, the biggest show out at the moment. There's, like, a non-binary lead, which is, like, so sick. Like, not the character, but the
Australian
actor. No, the younger version of that character is Australian, but the older version of Rhaenyra. Somebody told me that it sounds like...
It's like I've watched a few episodes and I can never get it. Is it Rhaenyra, Anira, Magira?
It's like, so close to gonorrhea.
Yeah.
It's so close to it.
Yeah.
They're
playing the adult version, because they did, like, a time jump, and they had what I thought was actually, like, pretty great casting for the younger people. And then they were like, now we're jumping forward 10 years. That really surprised me, actually.
It was also so interesting that, like, hardly any of the male characters got aged out. They're like, women, well, they've had babies. They need to be fucking, like,
yeah.
Everybody else was,
it's
like,
the Madonna whore complex.
Yeah.
She's a mother now, so she's a crone.
Yeah. Like, literally, like, I'm trying to think of the other, unless they're, like, literally children, everybody else stayed the same actors.
Yeah.
But these
Matt
two
Smith
female
stayed?
Characters. Yeah. Matt Smith stayed. The best. Anyway, I love it. But there's this interview where they're just talking about their favorite drinks, the two leads. And Emma, I can't remember their last name, but they're like, I love a Negroni, which already hot. They just have this, like, deep, like, sick voice, and they're like, with a bit of, and they go like, Spagliato, with Prosecco in it, and, like, has this smile, and, like, all of my For You pages just, like, people, like, stitching that, and they're, like, soaking wet.
Yeah.
Like, they're like,
I saw one comment.
Sweating.
What is that?
I think it's
hot, but it's hot.
I literally I'm so, like, taken by it that I've never really thought, what is that?
Tortellini.
Tortellini. Spagliato. I guess it's spaghetti. Like a Negroni topped up with Prosecco. Prosecco in it.
Okay. Yeah.
My God. Anyway, before I slip off this seat, what were you going to say about House of Dragons?
Oh, I was trying to give it a go, and I watched the first three episodes, I think. And they had in House of Dragons, similar to in Game of Thrones, these gay characters. But in Game of Thrones, obviously, they experienced like brutal deaths, and Game of Thrones kind of got like read online for the bury your gaze trope. Have you guys heard of this? Like,
yeah,
it's pretty straightforward. It's the idea of like almost solely introducing a queer character into a show just to have them like experience some kind of brutal, horrific death or punishment, and then leaving it at that. And like, there's no dimensionality to it. There's no actual like engagement with queer storytelling or anything like that. And Game of Thrones had had that a lot with a couple of the gay characters that just got killed off in brutal ways. In particular, one of the like bisexual favorite characters, I forget his name, something Martell Oberon or something.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah. And I've like literally like watched like two seasons.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen them all, and I don't know their names. Found out in like season four. I was like, why is Daenerys obsessed with getting the throne? And then I realized that she was like a descendant of them. I truly wasn't listening.
It just four went seasons, over your head.
Four seasons in, I was like, she's really obsessed with that. Why?
Get over it. But Game of Thrones had already begun this worrying trend, and then people were kind of like, well, with House of the Dragon, you've got like a whole new sort of like world that you can create. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be the same thing. Anyway, they had this gay couple that was introduced, and then by the end of the episode, one of them was like absolutely horrifically murdered on camera in the most like disgusting way, and it's just like straight back into it.
When you saw it happening, you're like, this is really messy, and then they showed you
even more
and you're like, you didn't need to do that.
It's going out of their way to have this thing, and it's like, so you've created this world that is fantasy, you've got dragons, you've got whatever the hell you want, and you're like, oh, in this world incest is just rife and people just deal with it,
and but if you're gay, you die.
You die.
We're gonna get punished for it. So after that, I was like, I can't actually in good faith continue with this show. I was like, it has made me like really upset.
I'll be continuing in bad faith.
But also, can I just say, like, every single show is actually a remake or a...
God.
Oh, my God.
Technical difficulties.
Wagon.
Wet on Wellington over here. No, every single show out at the moment is, like, a remake or a prequel. Like, there's that Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, Heartbreak High. Like, why... I don't know, new shows, new ideas. Like, what's happening?
I feel like there's just, like... Like, there's so we're so spoiled for choice that like the initial like grab of a new show has to be like either like so fucking amazing that people are like, oh yeah, absolutely, I want to watch that, or is a remake, so they come, you hook them in for nostalgia reasons well, but it doesn't make it better. It's like I think we should cut at least three streaming services.
That's too many.
All of their content and only have. But it is that I remember when I was applying for some like TikTok money, and they were like, you need to be able to get their attention in the first second.
Yeah.
In the first second. And someone said to me, a second
like
is a long time.
It'd be like, passed on.
Your dad's passed away. I have some horrific news. Now, please watch this show I wrote. Yeah, it's a bit brutal.
It is.
But to be honest, like, does any of it excite you?
No, I mean, I'm really hard to excite when it comes to shows. I'm like, I don't know. It needs to be either just right there or just really easy to watch. I like don't want to watch gay people get murdered in my spare time.
Oh, you don't?
Well, apparently,
you can get it on all
a lot
of
Netflix
Stan,
does.
Netflix.
With the number one show right now is the fucking Dharma.
Oh yeah, that's just awful. I did watch the whole thing. That's some kind of like punishment. It's not good as well. It's like not good television. And I found out that Ryan Murphy was attached, and I was like, okay. And Ryan Murphy is he does some amazing stuff, but I am a
bit some amazing stuff.
He starts,
and he never finishes them.
Yeah, that's true.
Every single show he has, it's got like an amazing premise, an amazing first couple of apps, and then it just nosedives.
Absolutely. The one thing that he does have is aesthetic. He makes a beautiful show, which is why he shouldn't have done Dharma. And I would argue nobody needs to do Dharma.
No.
Yeah.
He's been done, you know?
Yeah.
It's all like the Marilyn Monroe thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe trauma porn.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched Blonde yet?
No.
I'm not going to. First of all, because it sounds awful. Second of all, because it goes for 2.5 hours.
That's too long. They should have made it into like a mini series.
Yeah.
Like multiple. I'm like, here's a show I'm not going to watch. Here's how. This is how you could have improved it. So I still wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Apparently there's like a segment where like her unborn child is like talking to her.
Yeah. Like pro-life propaganda.
Oh my fucking God. Weird.
No.
And just like so many shots apparently just of her vagina. Just what? like up her legs, like really like graphic, like invasive photography, like just full on.
We are shocked and we're both lesbians.
Yeah. Absolutely. Usually quite pro the puss.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
Speaking of wild lesbians, did you hear this week that
they're doing a new season of Naked and Afraid?
And you're hired. Cara Delevingne has been kind of off the rails lately.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that is actually
that's
sad.
True.
I think she's like kind of not well, but I think Margot Robbie's really close with her.
Oh,
and I saw that.
It was something where like Margot was going to see her or coming from seeing Cara, and the paparazzi were just like hounding her. And to try and like evade them, she literally like rolled out of a moving car. Have you seen that?
No, but I saw that she cried. Did she cry? There was another time she visited Cara and was crying.
Yeah, I think she's like really worried for her friend.
Yeah.
She looks a little, it looks fucked. Like, and even it also like sheds light on that. We talked about it on the pod before. Weird behavior. Was it the Grammys?
Yeah.
With Megan Thee Stallion.
That was a meme for a second.
Yeah.
And now looking back, it's actually worrying.
It's a warning sign.
Yeah.
And then I think after either Coachella or Burning Man, she was spotted in an airport just appearing quite unwell.
Oh.
Yeah. It's sad.
Fuck. Well. She does have an ugly house.
Oh my god! It's a hot house.
No, being trapped in that house with no. That's, yeah. She needs to leave that.
And
house.
Also, Margot Robbie is affiliated with a lot of lesbians in Hollywood, and I smell a rat.
You reckon she's gay?
I reckon.
Isn't she married?
Yeah.
I mean,
who among us?
Yeah.
She's married. I reckon. I wouldn't be surprised if she's in an open marriage. Wasn't there rumors about her and Will Smith hooking up as well?
There were. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we run that movie together?
That nobody saw. Sometimes I think that actors fund these movies to have hot co-stars so that they can maybe sleep with them.
Yeah.
Surely there's like an app for that.
There you go.
Yeah, Raya.
Absolutely. Sorry, what were you going to say about beautiful houses?
Oh, Emma Chamberlain.
Oh,
beautiful,
that was beautiful
home.
Also, I was so sick of seeing it because I'm like, she's a millionaire. Come on now. She has a nice house. Are we really that surprised when rich people have nice houses?
Who is she?
Well,
you guys introduced me to her and I still don't know who she is.
That's Emma Chamberlain.
It just goes to show like the difference of our algorithms. So essentially, I think she started on YouTube or TikTok.
She used to just do like outfit of the day videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's just like stylish, skinny, 18, influencer type.
Okay. Yeah.
And then she has just like, I don't want to say motivational, but she's like, make sure you use your alone time usefully. And people are like, oh my God, I should.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you're 18. That's why this is inspirational for you. And I get it.
She has anxiety, so she's a hero, I guess, which is fair.
It makes three of us.
Yeah.
But I think she's just like in the world. I think that people find her voice, like especially in the world of YouTube. I mean, she kind of set the trend for what YouTubers and like vloggers are now. But do you remember like peak, like I don't know when she started, but do you remember like peak 2014, like Zoella YouTube, where it was like girls.
Like when Troye Sivan was actually a YouTuber.
Yeah, totally. Mm. And it was all like poppy colors and like, this is what I did today and here's my haul and stuff like that. Whereas like videos that Emma would do, she like first started off with like just vlogs and stuff like that. And then she was eventually like, I'm having like a really hard time. And she like dropped out of school, went to homeschooling, blah, blah, blah. I've still made fucking heaps of money.
Yeah, and her parents were like artists and like wealthy already. And I feel like that's such a benefit when you're doing something like YouTube, which is visual, because some places I've lived, I could not film in. Nobody wants to see this.
Yeah, totally. And also,
my
just
derelict housemates. Just
I can take the risk of this. Like the risk when you have come from like a super wealthy family doesn't really like exist as much. Mm. This is somewhat shady, but also quite funny, I think. I was talking about like an elder comic, not elder actually at all, but a comic was like to me, because we were talking about someone who was doing some killing, absolutely crushing, doing some quirky comedy. And I was like, apparently they're like super rich. And this other comic was like, you will find that most of the weirder comics who aren't doing like straight stand up, we were doing, not all of them, it's not a rule, okay, but like they do often come from quite wealthy families, and it's not a read on them because they're fucking funny, but it is that thing as well of being like, oh, there's that stability, you know?
So I can take in a sense, a calculated gamble with this.
Yeah.
Other than having to like,
yeah,
what's mainstream commercial stuff, and you know.
Oh, totally. Even me pursuing comedy. Like I know that I always have a home to go back to if shit hits the fan, and a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so
you said, I'm going to be an adjective comedian.
Yeah, I'm going to be an adjective comedian and go for it.
And fill the slot.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Anyway, so funny. But Emma Chamberlain's house is nice, but I think it's hard to get a shit house when you've got X amount of designers working on it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Although I have been so surprised watching Architecture Digest videos like Cara Delevingne and other ones where I'm like, this money doesn't buy you taste.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Who has a nice house? Dakota Johnson.
A beautiful house.
Nice. Yeah.
Limes.
Limes. Oh my God. The limes. I think didn't she even say she was allergic to them?
Yeah.
She's such a liar.
She's like, she said, her being like, I love limes. She's like, I'm allergic to limes. They set up this house.
Yeah.
She went to the Jamil school of like, press.
Oh my God. Well, on a like lesser scheme, my apartment was featured on like a local home blog.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They were in my house for 4 hours.
Whoa.
To take those photos. And I live in a small apartment, so I was like, they're going to be in and out. No, they were there for 4 hours, and they moved like a lot of stuff around. It still looks like it looks pretty much, but like they'd place like a cookbook that was haphazardly on top of my fridge, like in the kitchen, so it looks like I actually use cookbooks when cooking. Yeah. Just stuff like that. So they made it look really nice. So I imagine when they do those celebrity houses, it's like a full day. And there were three people taking these photos in my like tiny apartment.
Amazing.
And they would have their own, like, you know,
they'd have dresses.
PR teams and
really true.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Fucking love that. Have you... I have to talk to you guys about the bad Cinderella drama.
Yes.
Before nobody cares anymore, which
I have
happened
not heard anything about this.
We have a day.
Before
this is...
Yeah, yeah. Where it's old news. I feel like it already is. So Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote a musical. Now, he is famous for being really shit. Now, he made Phantom of the Opera. Good on him.
Shrek the Musical could do Phantom, but... Andrew Lloyd Webber could not do Shrek the Musical.
No, absolutely.
Let's just put it that way.
Absolutely not. And he famously also, like, part of the reason that his music sucks is because but some of it is great. Like, I fucking love, like, a big boom crash sing sing. But a lot of his music, unless he has a collaborator, is shit because he writes the music before he writes the lyrics. So it's like a church song sometimes. So that where there's, like, one word over, like, four different like musical phrases, like it'll be like, and I went to the park. like phrasing, it makes no sense. It never forwards the plot.
No.
It's whatever. But he wrote he did his own version of The Wizard of Oz, which was, you know, kind of
whatever.
Like, if it ain't broke, you know, like why do that? And he has since taken on Cinderella. I made it bad Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about the plot for the first time. Do you know much about the plot, Charlie?
I don't know anything about the new one.
So Cinderella lives in a town full of supermodels and they win hottest town every year, and they have for 49 years, and it's the 50th year.
So it's Melbourne.
Year. Well, yeah, it's
I would say that's Sydney.
Oh my God.
They're the most livable.
Yeah, yeah, like Sydney has like the hot people. Yeah. Melbourne has like the hot people who are like also kind of quirky and have septum pierce.
Have inner beauty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Much Melbourne less profitable type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melbourne's like what we were in like high school, where someone would be like, ah, I don't want to fuck you, but I'd marry you.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
You're a good friend.
You're a good friend. I need to. And it's just this bad Cinderella is not hot, apparently. So she's like not as hot as everyone else. And she's like
incredibly hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she steals something that like makes the town hot. She like steals it. They think it was her, or like, no, she vandalizes something, which comes back into
the press.
Comes back into the press thing. She vandalizes something. And so they chain her up in the woods. Mm-hmm. And leave her there.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
That is. Well,
and they have this really wanky thing where they get the lead actor to... She's at some like red carpet event, and they've got like this big sign behind her saying Cinderella. And it's like above it is a little logo that's like of her in a red dress that kind of makes an A.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets out a spray can, and there she's like, I'm bad Cinderella. I'm so bad.
Do the thing. I've watched it so many times. And it's like the song is so shit. It's like, I am bad Cinderella. And she's like looking at the thing. And then she like kicks her foot inexplicably. She's like... like, and she writes bad, and also like she can't find the spray can for a while, so there's this awkward like her thing where she's like, I'm not your regular Cinderella, I'm your bad Cinderella. And then she's like, what's the thing? And I'm like, you look pretty,
it's
regular,
so
bitch.
To be honest, I'm still traumatized from the Camila Cabello Disney Cinderella. That was the original bad Cinderella in my eyes.
No. I feel like there's something going on with like Cinderella and Princess Diana. Like we're just getting oversaturated with content.
Is it like it's come out of the like, what do you call it? Like the copyright period? Like I know that Mickey Mouse is about to come out into the public domain.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with him?
Yeah. Going to be so many like...
Him to the sharks.
Porn redos and...
Oh, they're already doing that.
I mean...
I'm a mouse.
It's the whole thing. Like, again, everything is coming back. There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
But this bad Cinderella stuff goes even further because he did open the show on West End, and the cast was contracted for at least a year run. Mm-hmm. And then about 6 months in, they started auditioning new roles. There were a couple of people who were leaving, but they were auditioning pretty much every role, and people got cast, and they messaged their friends being like, I'm joining the cast, I'm doing this plot in West End. And then that person would be like, that's my plot. What is going on? And then they abruptly cancelled their contracts. Then they just closed down the show completely.
Did it sell?
It was selling well. And like also it was a financial risk because they opened it right after, like when COVID was still very big back in Omicron and stuff like that. So it was like everyone was struggling, but it was going well.
Whatever happened to
her? And on the last...
Omicron?
Yeah.
Omicron.
Where's she been?
She might be in your throat right now. She could be lying dormant.
No,
in
well,
you.
Actually, we had to do rat tests.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, negative.
Actually, Omicron is not here tonight.
Yes, but it was actually not. So quaint. To do a rat again. Like, I was like, oh my God, I haven't done one in a while. And I was like, I miss this.
No, I don't. I like had to do one just the other week because I just wanted to rule out that I wasn't COVID. And I was like, my nose is gagging right now. I hate this feeling.
It's so shit.
No, my nussy can't handle it.
Nussy can't. Shady Lloyd Webber then sent a letter on closing night. He didn't show up for closing night. He also announced that it was going to Broadway with none of the cast members.
Such a bitch.
And the letter was like basically said this was a huge financial risk. And I am glad that we're closing. Like, and the cast were on stage listening to it, and they're just like hands in their head. And he is opening on Broadway, and by opening Bad Cinderella, he is closing Phantom, which continuously sells well and is the longest running show on Broadway. But he said, no, Bad Cinderella. Yeah. Chain this bitch up.
Someone said that when Queen Elizabeth died, she was like, I'm taking Phantom with me. In totally other side of the entertainment sphere, did you see this week that during one of Lil Nas X's concerts, he had like a 2-minute toilet break. He was like, I gotta go take a shit. And then he just left the stage. Everyone thought it was a bit. But he kept his mic on and he was like talking as it was happening, being like, yeah, I'm just here in the toilet. I'm taking a shit. And then he came back and kept going with the show. He's like, sorry.
No, but
I need to take a dump.
I understand, because before, you know, when you do like your comedy festival, fringe festival shows, whatever, it's so crucial to take a shit beforehand.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're on stage for 50 minutes and you're just in pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a living nightmare.
It really is. Yeah. So I'm with him there, but also like I would not be able to take the mic with me. What? How did he like muffle it?
I don't know
if he did.
Yeah.
You know what? That's probably a kink.
Do we think that Lil Nas X puts down toilet paper before
he to soften the
sound, or do you think he went in raw?
Oh my gosh, I reckon he went in raw.
Yeah, he would have just gone in fast.
Like the plop, I want to kill myself. Yeah. I hate that.
Oh my god, when someone next to me makes a plop, cringe.
Oh my cringe. God. Yeah. So cringe. You gotta
Who's plopping in this day and age? There's so much information out there. Yeah. To plop?
Yeah.
Right now? It's a choice.
2022?
Yeah.
Also, hold it in till you get home like the rest of us. Like,
yeah. Don't shit.
Yeah. Never use a public restroom. Yeah, so that made me laugh. And there was also something like he had been, like, I think Lil Nas had, like, tweeted something that was like, I won't be truly famous until I have furries at my concert. And now there's been all these, like, people just, like, full-on furry costumes at his concerts. And he's like, I've made it.
That's what? So funny.
And now he's like, I've got to raise the bar. So he's like, I won't be truly famous until people are having full-on orgies in the mosh. The sort of thing. It's like, don't tempt your fans.
What is the benchmark for you to feel truly famous? Like, do you have one? Furries at your comedy festival show.
I don't think it's furries. Like, it's such a strange benchmark.
Yeah.
Furries could be at any show.
I think if I could leave my show to go take a shit and my fans are okay with that, and then I come back and they're like, yeah, this is fine. I paid for this hour with you.
Yeah.
That would probably be a benchmark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that would be, that's probably it for me as well. To be able to do something so truly, like, viscerally disgusting and get away with it. How about you, Aurelia?
Lenata said this question without thinking about it. I would probably say fan art.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I've not received any.
Soon.
Yeah.
Your time will come.
I don't know if I want it, because I think that there's this obligation then to reshare it.
That's true. No, the only thing I've shared is this, like, I've shared this a few times, this picture this guy made for me when I was like 18, and I think he had like a big crush on me. He sent it to me in a mail and it was awful.
Oh, wow.
I like don't have a nose. My eyes are really close together. And I'm like,
why do you have a crush on me, babe?
I'm like, you draw me this ugly. And also he like kept saying how good he was at drawing and that he was going to give me one for my birthday.
Mm.
And yeah, that was it.
This is one of my like resentments is people who give their own art as gifts. Like, I don't give people tickets to my show for Christmas.
Yeah. Or even worse, so here's a joke I wrote for you.
What? Just say you hate me to my
face. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck that.
We've also got to talk about the R plates in Victoria.
Are they Victorian only?
I think so. I might be wrong. It might be an Australian thing.
No, because I think it's like the roads, like because platers and the rules and stuff are different across different states.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that it would be Victoria only.
Yeah.
I really think the woke state.
I think it's so weird because I would not want to display that. I feel like I would get bullied.
Yeah. They did not think it through.
Yeah.
At all.
Who are you inviting?
Like already, even L plates, you know, are famous for people being like, oh, loser. Like, you know, like it becomes like, you know, maybe you guys haven't been bullied.
That's just you, Charlie. I've never, you know, they're always like, loser.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like rounding a curb and I've like hit a pedestrian. And they're like, mate.
Even with P plates, though, I remember when I passed my license and I got to drive with my P plates. I did it like two or three times. I was thinking about buying a car, but it just wasn't in the budget. And then by the time I could afford to buy a car, I was on my full license.
Wow.
So I never had to display any besides like a few times driving.
That's so nice.
L plates. And yeah, now I'm on my full license. Just
Because I had to do like a bit of research because I was like, everyone's talking about the ARPITES, but no one's saying what the hell it stands for. Because it's like...
What does it... Rehab?
Rehab. You've gone to rehab.
I'm worried that kind people of, it's, are going to like claim it as like the other R word.
I know. Well, that's what everyone's worried about.
Like you can't just do that.
It's recovering. And it's for people that have like... had either like accidents on the road or like in some way, shape or form, like have like anxiety about driving. So it's for them, like just be like extra careful, but it's not going to work that way.
No. And I feel
assholes
like
on the road are just going to be assholes on the road.
Absolutely.
It feels like very like band-aid over the real issue. It feels like telling women to like dress more modestly. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, why are people assholes?
Yeah.
What's going on?
So true. Although, like, I have road rage for sure. Yeah.
I like, let it rip.
You were the one who said loser to me on the road.
No, but the only time I can truly express myself is in my car. Because, like, I never sing in the shower. Because what if my neighbors hear? But I sing in my car. I sit in my car after I park it, just making content and crying and thinking about sad stuff.
It's so therapeutic.
Yeah, being sad in your car just hits better.
There's nothing like leaving an event where you feel like you've overstayed a little bit and then you get into your car and you close the door and things are just quiet for one peaceful minute.
Yeah. It's like an extra room to the house at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
That is my office.
It's fully an office for me. Like, I have so much shit in there. Like, it's like clothes and stuff like that. Like,
so true. Like, yeah. Million coffee cups. I actually sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll put this in the car because it'll be more useful in the car than in the house.
You know what's in my car and not in my house for that reason? My makeup bag.
Oh my God, so true.
I don't have it in my house. I haven't had it in my home for the last like 6 months.
Yeah, like all my spare
you
makeup.
You can tell.
It lends itself to great lighting as well. There's always good lighting in my car.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more realistic rather than in the bathroom, for sure. I'm nervous about these R-platers because I really do feel for people who've had like, but should there be also, which is something that I think I should have, where R stands for reckless, where they've
rage driver.
They've never truly been in an accident and it is a miracle.
Yeah.
Maybe like a baby on board sticker.
Truly.
Or couldn't it just be like another color? Because we have like red peas, green peas. What if you just had like blue peas and it just means like, because it kind of
probation.
Already.
Please be nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something like that. Or even just give them one of the other peas. I don't know. It just seems a bit like drawing attention to it.
Like P is for pussy.
Yeah, pussy car, can't drive.
Pussy tight, pussy clean, pussy fresh.
Pussy clean. I pretty much got into a drag race the other night because I was so, it was road rage. Someone pulled in, cut in front of me and I fucking saw red. I can't explain it. And then we were both at like, he was like ahead of me and then I started fucking like dodging traffic to catch up with him and then we were both at the lights together and I was like blasting I think it was like Ghostbusters or something like and I was just like and we both looked at each other and then it just became like us going through traffic together until eventually I got to my house. I've never like if I see people like that on the street I'm like you idiot and then I was like who is this woman before me?
Yeah you know wow my mind immediately went to obviously like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
Because I'm broken in that way. Oh, yeah. And weren't you the one who was telling me that it took you till this year to realize that pit crew...
I forgot that the whole thing is an analogy for drag racing. Yeah. But the pit crew, the fact that they have the little the little flags.
The people who like change the wheels and shit.
Yeah, it's all racing themed.
Everything is.
Did you not realize either?
I never even thought about it.
Oh my God.
It was just like, here come the nude hunks.
Like, start your engines. Like, it's all like
race.
Yeah,
okay.
Shit.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, how about Sharon Needles being sharing needles?
No, I knew that.
Yeah, I knew that. Oh, I thought you were going to say something about her.
For a second, I was like, oh my God, she literally did that. But
yeah. Well, she's cancelled.
She's cancelled anyway.
She's cancelled at the moment.
Oh, what'd she do? She shed needles.
Oh, she actually like groomed this child.
Yes.
And was really weird.
Oh, yeah.
No like good. A cruise.
Also, what's going on with Enrique Iglesias?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it in the news since the initial thing.
Oh, my God. Are you talking?
Do you mean Ricky Martin?
Oh, my God. So bad.
It is so funny.
So bad.
But I was like fully thinking.
Enrique Iglesias, like
in my
golden
mind,
child.
I was singing, "I can be a hero, baby." Baby. So I just had the wrong artist. Oh, that's so bad.
Like, G-Bangs.
They occupy the same space in my brain and heart.
I know.
Like, in terms of music.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I feel like
it, the
it
same
might
type
be
of music.
Another thing as well. But yeah.
Yeah.
But Ricky Martin, we really like. Is there any follow up on that? We don't know where he is.
No.
I think it's been like quashed. Like, I don't think they're going to court, which maybe means that like he paid them out, or maybe they mean they resolved it or they retracted the statement. It could be anything.
Well, there was another thing that now comes to mind with Tiffany Haddish. Did you see that?
No, what happened with Tiffany? Okay. Love her.
Wait, New York. Is that
No.
That's Tiffany Pollock.
Yeah.
Pollard.
Okay. Tiffany Haddish is a like African American comedian who has done like some I'm trying to think of the roles.
She's fucking funny.
She's really funny.
She's in Girls Trip.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I know her.
Yeah.
So she had some allegations against her from some children who were like her foster kids, I think. And she also came from like a foster family environment. And her and this other comedian called Aries someone had these foster kids be in this sketch that was really inappropriate, where it was like, it was called How to Spot a Pedophile.
Oh, God. Oh, my
God. And it was like just not funny, the transcript of it. And, but then the case got dropped, and the people suing were like, you know, the parents or whatever. And then they dropped it all and settled it out of court. But now she said she's lost all of her work.
Oh my
really?
God.
Because of it. Yeah, she had like a bunch of stuff lined up. And I mean, the moment allegations come out against you, especially if you're a woman, especially a woman of color, like people are like, we can't work with her.
That's so fucked up, because I think of all the people, especially all the like male comedians who do the dodgiest shit and still carry on and nobody blinks an eyelid.
Mm. Yep.
And Tiffany Haddish is like a national treasure.
Yeah. And she like she had this like Netflix special where she highlighted a bunch of POC female and like trans voices, so people had like 20 minute Netflix mini specials essentially.
Sick.
And yeah, I think that has been probably cancelled for as well. Yeah.
Oh my God.
We'll see like how that pans out, and if, you know, Brad Pitt gets any kind of equal treatment in Hollywood.
I mean, so far no.
Truly. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that brings us to our pop or flop.
For the week. Yeah.
For the week, which is where, if you're new, we have something that we love and something that we hate, but we just pick one.
Either or.
Either or. It was too much for both. Too much thought. Who wants to go first? Because I can't.
I'm happy to go. This week I have a big flop. I don't know if you guys have seen, but Australian Idol is getting a revamp.
Yeah.
On Channel 7. And the judges and the hosts got announced, and it's a big flop.
Who is it?
It's like
Kyle Sanderlands.
I literally can't even remember who else. I think it's like Harry Connick Jr. Megan Trainor,
yeah.
Why are we paying these
I'm confusing all the memes with the actual people. Like, in my mind, I was like, is Miss Piggy in there?
That's what I made. Because I was like, this is just not representative of Australia. Like, and, like, Australian Idol, it's meant to be camp, you know? We're not here for, like, big budget stuff. The whole point is the, like, stupid stories with campy judges telling us that we're wearing ugly dresses.
And here for the touchdowns.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, just bring Mark, Dicko and Marsha out of fucking retirement. Sorry to these people if they're not actually in retirement, but bring them out all the same.
Dicko is a legend, I will say. I met him in passing, and he is the nicest one. Apparently, famously,
yes.
Dicko was the nicest backstage, and Marsha and Holden
was
were the meme.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's like on this panel how, like, I'm kind of known as the bitch, but secretly I'm the nice one, and you guys are the hateful.
I don't know what I'm known for, but I hope it's being hot.
Yes, it is.
I actually have a pop for this week.
Oh, nice. Great.
My pop for this week is Gisele Bündchen being a witch.
fantastic. Good for her.
Please tell me.
Did she graduate? Had she, is she a BFA witch or is it masters?
Who is Giselle? Who is
Oh my God. She's a Victoria's Secret supermodel of the world. One of the highest grossing models of all time.
Married, one of the highest grossing witches.
Witches of all time.
Yeah.
Married to Tom Brady, the American football like superstar, who's had this really long career because, you know, with any sport that is like a contact sport, you don't usually have like a long time to have that career because of concussions, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. He's had a 20...
Sex scandals.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
but
that doesn't really...
If anything, that helps.
I mean, that kind of helps. But no, he's had like a 20-year career, right? And he's had these interviews. He said that Giselle gives him these tinctures and has these things prepared to like make sure that he wins the games. And she told him he was going to have a really tough year in like, I don't know, 2013. And he did. And then... she like has had a sage ritual to clean her car recently. So yeah, she's a full-on witch. But now he was going into retirement and then he came out of retirement, which upset Giselle apparently because she was like, it's your time to be at
home. I did a spell, babe.
Yeah. And now there's like divorce rumors because she was spotted not wearing her ring. And everyone's like, Tom Brady, you should be very worried about your livelihood because your wife is a fucking witch and you don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She's going to get a voodoo doll.
Yeah.
Aurelia was telling me this week about the idea of like the coins. Like, yes, I've never heard this before.
I mean, I'm a low-key witch myself.
Yeah. A soft witch.
I'm a soft witch.
Oh, my God.
So I shared this with these guys and I'm going to share it with you. You can put negative energy onto objects and conveniently lose them and get rid of that energy that way. Commonly, I like to use like a coin that I'm not going to use anyways. But I'm going to do 5 cents, you know?
Yeah.
So put some negative energy in a 5 cent coin, drop it in the street. It's for someone else to pick up and it's not my problem anymore.
Love that.
Now I'm scared of coins.
Yeah, never pick up coins now.
Pick up a coin.
Do not pick up coins in Melbourne's in the north. I have cursed them.
Yeah. And also, they've got the queen on her and she's so dead.
Yeah.
Like, over it. Yeah. Move on. Get some new currency.
Yeah, get some new currency. I have a pop. My pop this week is Tom Cruise's height. because we all know he's short.
Yes.
He's still, like, I watched Top Gun Maverick on my birthday and I had a really great time. I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's
in
very
all
queer.
The scenes with Jennifer Connelly, who was like quite, I would say like a tall, statured woman. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think she's short. But like in all of them, he's like towering over her. Even in the sex scene, like it was almost comical. Like she was like at his like belly button. And I was just
descending
like.
Descending from the
absolutely.
Roof.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was like, this is so good. He's just being like, I know that everybody knows that I'm short, but I will
abseiling.
Not allow that in mm-hmm. the. He famously came to the aquarium, my old workplace, and to do the behind the scenes penguin experience, you have to take off his shoes and put on special shoes, and he refused to take off his heeled boots, and there was like a full on like hour long back and forth about whether he could take his heeled boots off or not, and he eventually did, but they gave him something to stand on for the photos. He is so like insecure and everybody knows it, and I think that's a pop.
Yeah
It's camp.
It's so
yeah,
good.
Short kings unite.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, this was our first like live episode. Thank you if you were watching this.
Yeah, and thank you to Stupid Old as well. What a fun time.
And check out all the other amazing podcasts that are on. And
especially Pop Gays.
Yes. Yeah. Just rewatch this over and over.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, friends.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
'Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.